So influenced was Hoyle by this miraculous phenomenon that he stressed how other scientists could not ignore this obvious truth. I do not believe that any scientist who examined the evidence would fail to draw the inference that the laws of nuclear physics have been deliberately designed with regard to the consequences they produce inside the stars. It has been estimated that there are currently around 2 million compounds on Earth, with different structures combined in various ways. In the same way that these compounds may be able to form solely by two atoms combining together, they can also emerge from a combination of millions of atoms. The interesting thing, however, is that the fact that every element has its own particular ability to produce compounds. Some elements never combine with another element under any circumstance. Some produce only one or two compounds. Carbon, however, is very different to all of these. It is able by itself to establish 1.7 million compounds of different kinds. Bearing in mind that the total number of different compounds in the world is 2 million, we see that all the other elements, excluding carbon, produce the remaining 300,000 compounds. The meaning of this is that carbon is a great marvel of creation. It is also very interesting that there is actually quite a small amount of this vitally important element. Carbon represents only 9 to 10% of living bodies in weight and only 17 parts in 100,000 of the Earth's composition. Despite being present in only small quantities, carbon is still present in every part of our lives, including our own bodies. And there is no other element that can replace it. Carbon's property of being easily able to form compounds with other elements stems from the bonds it establishes. Because of its molecular properties, carbon is able to add atoms of the same type to one another and also to combine atoms of different kinds. Other atoms generally lack this property. They can form bonds with certain atoms but differentiate between others. Carbon forms very strong covalent bonds with other carbon atoms. Since these bonds are very strong, they allow very large and long molecules to form. The carbohydrates, protein, and nucleic acids in the body are large molecules that result from such carbon bonds. Scientists spent years investigating whether there was any other element that might replace carbon. The element with the nearest properties to those of carbon was silicon. They therefore thought that silicon should be able in some way to build the compounds formed by carbon. However, all their efforts proved to be in vain. Because silicon had no ability to form a large number of compounds with other elements in the way that carbon does. The main reason for this is the strong bonds that carbon forms with its own atoms. The bond between two carbon atoms is very strong, for which reason It permits much longer and highly stable bonds. Although silicon is an element very close to carbon, it is unable to form such powerful bonds with its own atoms. The bond it establishes is weak and unsuited to the formation of long chains. In his book, The Chemical Elements and Their Compounds, the British chemist Neville Sedgwick describes how there is no alternative to carbon. We know enough now to be sure that the idea of a world in which silicon should take the place of carbon as the basis of life is impossible. The Earth is the only known planet to have the necessary conditions for carbon to form and give rise to compounds. For example, the temperature range needed for a carbon compound to be able to form is between minus 20 and positive 120 degrees Celsius. Carbon compounds start to freeze at minus 20 degrees and to fall apart at 120 degrees. We can witness this decay and this falling apart under world conditions. In a forest fire, for instance, the extreme heat entirely alters the structure of tree trunks. Carbon compounds undergo changes, which is the reason that the tree structure is radically altered. The carbon has now lost its original structure. As we have seen, carbon is impaired by temperature changes. If that change were to prevail across the world, life would disappear. This is one of the most important proofs that the Earth is specially created. The temperature range that permits carbon to give rise to organic compounds exists only on Earth. And this temperature range is a highly delicate one. To make a comparison, the temperature on Venus, the next planet to the Earth in the solar system, is around 450 degrees Celsius, and the temperature on Mars, the next planet after the Earth, is minus 53 degrees Celsius. It is impossible for carbon to give rise to organic compounds in such burning heat and freezing cold. It must also not be forgotten that the temperature in the stars measure millions of degrees, and that the temperature in the vasts of outer space is minus 273 degrees Celsius, or absolute zero. The fact that only the Earth possesses the specific temperature range necessary to support carbon-based life is a great blessing and a special creation. The important thing is to realize, by seeing these perfections and by knowing Allah's matchless artistry, that one stands in need of Allah and should appreciate His greatness. Allah reveals this fact in the Quran. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Have you thought about what you cultivate? Is it you who make it germinate, or are we the germinator? If we wished, we could have made it broken stubble. You would then be left devoid of crops, distraught. We are ruined, in fact, we are destitute. Have you thought about the water that you drink? Is it you who sent it down from the clouds, or are we the sender? If we wished, we could have made it bitter. So will you not give thanks? Have you thought about the fire that you light? Is it you who make the trees that fuel it grow, or are we the grower?